Hello, everybody. Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. Actually, it's pre-recorded. You guys know the drill. All right. For you guys out there who are just stumbling upon me recently, I have been fighting against the rash of male suicides that we have seen really get bad in the past 20 years. And there literally has been no help, no laws put on the books, not even any introduced to try to assist men in the crazy bullshit world we have today. And I just saw an interview on Fox News with a Senator Josh Hawley, a Republican from Missouri. Now, typically, I don't do individual videos directed at specific people, but this individual is a goddamn senator, is on camera telling men to put the computer down and get married and be productive. All right. Now, what makes it even worse is Senator Hawley graduated from Stanford University in 2002. It's on his bio. Now, word of warning to all men out there. If you come across anyone who graduated from one of these Ivy League schools, they are automatically not to be trusted out the gate. Because those institutions are basically where the hive mind of the liberal monster has been created.
Are you the kind of person who's run out of feelings to hurt?
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah.
What, wah?
Then we have the Redonkulous swag for you. And we have multiple locations where you can get it. Go to the Stream Elements store or Crypto Fashion and embrace your inner fat punisher. Because after all,
there's a little bad pop in all of us. Even your mother.
Shirts, stickers, mugs, and hats are on sale now. Your support helps keep us independent from big tech and keeps this life-saving train on the tracks. Links are in the Meat Gazer box.
All right, so he got done with Stanford University, became an attorney, shocker, and eventually became the AG for the entire state of Missouri. And in his bio, he says he battles for big government and against special interests, and he's for, you know, the workers and the family. I'm just curious on what your vote was for Amtrak and the other rail companies that are getting fucked by, the railroads and big government. I'd like to see that. I haven't had a chance to look it up. Perhaps somebody in my audience can do that and leave it in the comments below. Okay. He's also been recognized as first in the nation for being a constitutional lawyer. Now let that sink in. He was AG for an entire state. And he's supposedly number one or in the top 10 ranked lawyers for constitutional rights in the United States. So he knows how the system works. All right. There's no possible way that an AG could not have knowledge of what's going on in all of the lower courts below him. All right. And the fact that he came out, you know, speaking the way he spoke proves to me and everyone else that this piece of shit doesn't have a goddamn clue. He doesn't. I have literally spent over a decade pulling as many motherfuckers from the maw of death as I could. And they were put there intentionally by the divorce industry. That industry destroys love and hope, wrecks lives. Okay? And before I go into what's on the board here, I'm going to show you a couple of his talking points. I'm trying to keep them limited because I don't want to get a strike. This is, even though this is footage off the internet, but it is what it is. So let's play this real quick, shall we?
Why don't you turn off the computer and log off the porn and go ask a real woman on a date? How about that? Just a thought. Ask her out. Young man, why don't you be the ones who do the asking?
You just saw it. His own words. Speaking exactly like a feminist. Blame and shame and guilt. All right. Instead of looking at the problem at its source, what's causing men to withdraw from the system, he wants to guilt you and shame you. All right. Now, I am saying this to the entire Red Kill community and the MGTOW out there and the men's rights. The system in place has systematically proven time and time again it does not give a crap about men, their needs, their wants, or even basic dignity. Basic dignity. You can't even get that. All right. Now, it's been two generations since we started this madness, roughly 1975. So we've had two generations of young men who grew up without fathers. When they did have exposure to their father, he was looked at as a bum because either he couldn't make the child support payments or because he had to work two and three jobs, he wasn't around. Because that's how reality works, you dumb motherfucker. So next we have this Tucker Carlson on Fox News interviewing him live on camera. Let's hear from the horse's mouth just how much this idiot doesn't even know the issues of men. Okay, and I'm going to say this. Men of America, men of Missouri, turn your back on this motherfucker. All right, let him die on the vine and get somebody up there who's willing to make shit fair. So here we go.
Much for coming on. So tell us why, I mean, you're a U.S. senator. You know, you help negotiate trade deals, but you mentioned human relationships. Why?
Well, somebody's got to be honest and tell the truth to these young men. And the truth is what the porn industry is selling them is a total lie. And the truth is American society needs them. We need them to step up.
All right. So you heard it right out of his mouth right there. He's blaming porn for men not willing to step up. In fact, he's admitting that men need to step up. All right. Do you think they're going to step forward and risk their lives and their fortunes on a system that fucking hates them? And if you don't believe me, spend some time in divorce court and you will see exactly what happens out there to men. All right. Let's continue with this idiocracy bullshit.
We need them to go get married and have families and be responsible husbands.
All right, so what he's saying there, right there, is the government is starting to realize men are not playing by the rules anymore. They're not even playing. They have withdrawn 100%, and it's going to get worse before it gets better. All right, because I, as an advocate for men's rights, MGTOW, and Red Pill, don't fall for the shame, guilt, and blame. You take care of yourself, find your purpose, be on your grind, and don't share that shit with anyone. Only for you, because they don't give a shit about you.
Husbands and fathers, this society is impoverished because too many young men are too despairing or too checked out on social media or porn to be doing what we need them to do as a country.
All right, so he just said what we need them to do as a country. What, are you going to turn all men into fucking slaves? Is that what you're going to do? I mean, you do it for the draft. Okay. Oh, and here's another side note, Mr. Hawley. Do you know in your state, if a woman tricks a man for over 2 years that the baby's his and he discovers it's not, he's on the hook for child support for that kid until he turns 18 to 21. I'm not sure of those actual laws in your state. That is the definition of turning a man into a slave, right? You should fucking know this. You're an AG. You went to fucking Stanford, and you worked in the law field for quite some time. But let us continue here. Let's see his entire idiocracy on blast.
Country, it's time to call people, to call young people in particular, and young men, to be something more. And Tucker, they want to be called to it. No, they don't.
They do not want to be called to it because they're not doing it. And I told you why. Let us continue.
They don't want to be sold the bill of goods anymore. Somebody needs to tell them the truth.
No, I think that's exactly right. But you...
All right. Somebody needs to tell these men the truth. Well, Mr. Hawley, why don't you pay attention, Mr. AG Stanford lawyer? Let me run it down the list for you, you dumb motherfucker. 50% chance of divorce if you get married out the gate. Right? Second marriage, roughly 62 to 65%. Third marriages, 72 to 75%. And that doesn't even add in the additional, you know, if you have stepkids and other financial problems. Marriage is dead on the vine, and senators like you fucking killed it, you piece of shit. All right? Even if you get divorced, the woman will get custody of those children 85% of the time. Senator, I sat in on quite a few divorce proceedings. I got on LexisNexis. I did a lot of research, all right, because I do have a degree in statistical analysis, public administration, and finance. All right? Did you know 7% of the time, at least here in Michigan, in the cases I looked at, the soon-to-be ex-wife didn't even show up to court? So if you back out that roughly 7% out of this, woman shows up to court to get divorced, she gets those kids 93% of the time. All right? So you're already 50-50 chance of success. If it fails, over a 90% chance your kids are gone forever. Now, granted, I'm sure you're married, have your own kids, and you realize just how important they are. And in your heart of heart, how would you feel if your wife spoke three words, "I'm not happy," and then some guy clicks a hammer on a bench and you lose your goddamn children? And you're turned into a wage slave. All right? Even if these men do stay married, there's only a 1 in 5 chance that they will be content and or happy. That's a lot of unhappy men out there, stuck in a situation they can't get out of, because if they do, they're going to get nailed to a cross. All right? Schools are pushing the womanist agenda all the way down to pre-K. So let's just be real here. You're sent to pre-K, and you start getting bombarded with women that can do anything. Women are great. No messages for the men. All right. I have been in high schools. I've seen the posters on the wall, looked at a lot of the textbooks. It's all pushing this womanist bullcrap. All right. And I could tell by your attitude, they're backing you. So by default, men should pull back their support from you. And let's hope we get somebody else elected in there that can pull the strings to look out for men and women, not just the families, which are shrinking, by the way, because of the divorce industry. All right, but you got me off point here. All right, 80% of divorces are filed by women. When you add in college-educated women, that goes roughly 90-95%. All right, so as a man, You're going to go to college, get a career, spend 10 years building yourself up so you get a chance to get married, and you're rewarded with a 50-50 chance of divorce, a 90% chance of losing your children, and even if you stay married, there's a 1 in 5 chance you'll be content or happy. Who in their right mind is going to sign up for that? Because that's all I'm talking about is a logical response to tyranny and injustice. Flat out, you dumb motherfucker. All right. There is no safety net for men. And this is proven by the statistics of how many homeless men are out there. I myself was homeless for just over 6 months. A lot of the homeless guys I talk to basically have child support or other judgments against them from that unjust system that even if they wanted to get out of the street and try to make a living and make something of themselves, so much of their check is taken, it's not even worth working. And I don't fucking blame them. Most guys, we're talking the middle class, upper middle class guys, so they get divorced, will never get a chance to retire. When you have 30% of your pay taken away, right? That's just for child support. Then we have daycare expenses and medical expenses. Those percentages can go into the 50, 60, 70% range. And you think I'm bullshitting? I've fucking seen it. You goddamn sellout, piece of shit. This whole, we're now into, we're past our second generation, into our third generation of men being raised by women without any male influence. We're talking all the way from the very beginning till the time they get done with high school, some of them college. All right? And you can look at the Uniform Crime Report. There's all kinds of studies out there about how the single mother, the felony factories out there are stuffing our hospitals, our prisons and graveyards with their failed social experiments. Women don't make men, men do. And you took them out of the equation. And of course, there's a huge imbalance. Well, I'm trying to give you a way of fixing it, but it's obvious you sold out. And you're pushing the feminist agenda. And I want all of America to see that. All right. After divorce or contact with family court, the chances of a man committing suicide skyrocket astronomically. All right. If you want to actually listen to a presentation I made in Vegas in regards to that, it's on YouTube. Why don't you take an hour out of your busy schedule and watch that? Oh, you can't because you're too busy playing patty cake with the feminists out there. Got it. All right. So that's basically it. I'm not really going to play any more of this bullshit for this guy. It is absolutely obvious. He doesn't have a clue. He's not actually representing all of his constituents. He's just representing the shrieking families and the so-called workers out there, which I'm pretty sure if you look at his voting record, he doesn't support either of them. He probably just toes the line with all of the rest of the rhinos. And, you know, his own words. I showed you his own words. Plain and simple. All right. So this is the problem we have. Us men, we get men up in office who don't really want to do anything to fix the situation, try to actually help families. Because if this guy was really about helping families, you know, he would do the mandatory DNA testing, you know, proven by DNA, the man's off the hook for child support. All right. And then maybe 50-50 custody out the gate. You know, no alimony. I mean, come on. These men out there can barely keep their heads above water once they've been divorced. And the men of today, the young men who have seen this goddamn train wreck, they're waking up. because I've put out probably over 1,000 videos across virtually every video platform on the planet. I have people watching my stuff in virtually every country on the planet. And there are hundreds, if not thousands more just like me. And a year and a half from now, there will be hundreds of thousands. And then what are you going to do? The marriage rates are already at a historic low. Lower than they have been since they started tracking that after the Civil War. Our replacement rates are well below replacement, and it's just a matter of time. And guys like you made this possible by destroying the family, by towing the womanist line. So, Senator Hawley, eat a dick, fuck off. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about.